And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 1st of May, 2025. May is Garden for Wildlife Month. A byproduct of human population growth has been the loss of natural habitats everywhere around the world. Woodlands, marshes, and ponds have been disappearing to make way for roads, homes, businesses, and animal agriculture. As a result, wildlife that was once thriving is now facing multiple threats, and their populations are dwindling. One way to help wildlife is to plan urban gardens that are completely wildlife-friendly. A key organization leading the development of these wildlife gardens is the National Wildlife Federation, which began operations in 1973 and has been pushing for a wildlife-supportive gardening method ever since. They've conducted 24 studies on the impact of wildlife gardening, all of which clearly show that such places do indeed boost biodiversity when local plants and trees are planted, and they help wildlife ecosystems thrive. These places are home to twice as many species of birds as areas without such gardens. People who've had their backyards turned into wildlife gardens witness this phenomenon firsthand. They've recounted tales of seeing local species of animals, along with many migratory birds and butterflies, many of whom return to this safe haven year after year. This month is aimed at helping people realize that any garden can be transformed into a wildlife-friendly place. You could be directly responsible for helping swallows, butterflies, frogs, and even local plants thrive in a world where they don't find many suitable places to live. The release of the short documentary, Meet Your Meat, was on this day in 2002. Meet Your Meat is a 12-minute documentary about factory farming created by PETA, narrated by Alec Baldwin. The film explores the treatment of animals in modern animal agriculture and was influential in Burger King's decision to adopt more humane policies. The publication of The Holocaust and The Handmaid's Tale, A Case for Comparing Atrocities by Karen Davis, PhD, was on this day in 2005. Karen Davis makes the case that significant parallels can and must be drawn between the Holocaust and the institutionalized abuse of billions of animals in factory farms, carefully setting forth the conditions that must be met when one instance of oppression is used to illuminate another. Davis demonstrates the value of such comparisons in exploring the invisibility of the oppressed, historical and hidden suffering, the idea that some groups were made to serve others through suffering and sacrificial death, and reveals powerful connections between animal and human experience. The publication of Breasts, The Owner's Manual, Every Woman's Guide to Reducing Cancer Risk, Making Treatment Choices, and Optimizing Outcomes by Dr. Christy Funk was on this day in 2018. Did you know that choices you make every day bring you closer to breast cancer or move you further away? Based on Dr. Christy Funk's experience as a board-certified breast cancer surgeon, she knows for a fact that women have the power to reduce breast cancer risk in dramatic ways. Many women believe that family history and genetics determine who gets breast cancer, but that's not true for most people. In fact, 87% of women diagnosed with breast cancer do not have a single first-degree relative with breast cancer. This book will help you reduce your cancer risk and recurrence risk based on food choices and healthy lifestyle changes backed by rigorous scientific research. There have been few solid guidelines on how to improve your breast health, lower your risk of getting cancer, and make informed medical choices after treatment until now. With her book available in 10 languages and in more than 30 countries, Dr. Funk is passionate about her mission of educating as many women as possible about what they can do to stop breast cancer before it starts. And here is a poem for today, May Day by Sarah Teasdale. A delicate fabric of birdsong floats in the air. The smell of wet wild earth is everywhere. Red small leaves of the maple are clenched like a hand. Like girls at their first communion, the pear trees stand. Oh, I must pass nothing by without loving it much. The raindrop try with my lips, the grass with my touch. For how can I be sure I shall see again the world on the 1st of May shining after the rain? May Day by Sarah Teasdale. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that all beings are connected.